Joining us right now, you know, we have had some pretty big days in Sacramento history, Katie, over the last few years. And I think you can safely mark today down as one of those days. And I'll tell you something. When you think of powerful mustaches, you think of Tom Selleck, okay? You think maybe of Hulk Hogan, Charlie Chaplin. I'm willing to put our next guy, when it comes to Sacramento folklore, right in that conversation, putting the power behind the mustache, the one, the only, Mr. Kevin Nagel. Kevin, it's Dave and Katie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Mustache Kevin says good morning.
The chairman and CEO of Sac Republic FC. And Kevin, in just a few minutes, I'll be leaving, going out to help you guys with really what looks to be an awesome event down at the Rail Yards with Mayor Steinberg and the community. That's honestly just being touted as another huge step for Sacramento's MLS bid. Tell us a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, absolutely, and thanks. Well, you know, we're going to be celebrating the start of the construction on the MLS stadium. It's a big moment for the project, and you know, we've been talking about, you know, our stadium being shovel ready for a while, and now it's actually time to put the pedal to the metal and actually put the shovels on the ground. So that's the essence of it.
Okay, so I understand that the celebration is really a ground-making celebration, not a ground-breaking, which I think most people are probably more accustomed to hearing. Can you talk about what the difference is between the two?
Exactly, and that's a good question. Because what we're going to do is, obviously being built in the rail yards, that does not have a lot of development, in fact, if any at all. And so really what we're literally going to do is we're going to make the ground before we actually break the ground. And really what that means is we have to create a flat and level pad of dirt that the stadium can go right on top of. And then right now the soil isn't flat, and in areas it's very uneven. And so that's going to take a long period of time, and we're going to get started now. So over the next couple of months, we're going to be bringing in lots of trucks of dirt to get anything up to the level that we need to so that we can make it pad ready. And so that what that really means in the end, Katie, is that if Dave gets out of line, while the trucks go in there, we can just kind of throw him in between.
Nice.
And just kind of level right through it.
Nice.
Like Jimmy Hoffa days.
Well, and you know my wife pretty well. If Melissa ever gets upset at me, I assume that eventually there'll be a flat enough piece of earth where I can just put a tent over there if I get in trouble.
We can, but, you know, Dave, we're going to have a press release. I'm going to put on notice that, you know, if anybody wants, you know, Dave or anything else to go in there and flatten it out, we'll put it in there.
Chairman and CEO of the Sac Republic, Kevin Nagel with us. All right, so this phase is about getting the dirt and the land ready for construction, and we're sitting here right now, end of July, beginning of August. I think what a lot of fans are going to want to know, Kevin, is when do you actually start building the stadium?
Yeah, another good question. I think next spring. It's going to take about a year to get the site ready. And then by next spring, we'll actually be ready to have the official, quote, groundbreaking ceremony and get moving on the stadium construction itself. So it's going to take some time, and that's the reason why we're doing the ground making now.
So this is really a major decision by you guys in the Republic FC to do this, especially when Sacramento doesn't have an MLS team yet and you're still competing against other cities. Can you tell us a little bit more about why you decided to move ahead on the stadium despite kind of the uncertainty and the risk maybe?
Yeah, Katie, I'm a big believer in the phrase, actions speak louder than words. And so we all know that in life and in business, you know, talk is cheap. And so I believe it's all about results. And that's a mentality that we've always had in Sacramento. You know, I think this is a place of action, and it's a place that gets things done, and we're going to set it out to do just that. So for us, this really wasn't a tough decision. You know, we're fully committed to our MLS bid, and we believe in our fans, and we believe in our stadium plan. We believe in Sacramento. So we're going for it. We believe very strongly. Starting the stadium construction was probably the strongest statement that we can make about how credible and committed our community is to becoming an MLS city. And so I feel very strongly we're making the right decision.
Kevin Nagel joining us right here on KHTK. I know we're way cart before the horse here. A lot of stuff to go in between, Kevin, when you get into naming rights and all that. I said yesterday on the show, my personal vote is for Nagel Stadium. But I would also follow up maybe Carmichael Dave Stadium, something like that. Are we, you know, are any of those working for you at all?
Yes.
That's a no.
There's certain people who remain anonymous that like to put their name on everything. Dave, I'm not one of them.
So you've got, listen, you've got everything going full bore. Where do things actually stand, though, in the MLS process? In the past, we've talked, you said we're crossing our fingers for a decision by December of this year. Is that still the case?
It is. It's actually the most common question that people actually ask me. And I know people probably get tired of it, but it's factual. We're in a great position. As you know, MLS, they're evaluating 12 different cities. Some of those have had some recent issues. There's no question in my mind they're going to make the decision in December. I feel very, very good. We're going to be one of those two teams.
So having said all of that, Kevin, how are you feeling about Sacramento's chances?
You know, I'll say conservatively, cautiously optimistic. You know, as you know, I've always been incredibly proud of, you know, what this community has accomplished. And we've proven that we're a great soccer market through, I think, the passion and loyalty of our Republic fans. I mean, we have, you know, really have the best fans, I think, at the USL level. And I think it's going to go much broader. We've also got just a terrific, you know, ownership group, you know, and I'm fortunate to have partners, you know, like Jed York and Meg Whitman, Mark Friedman, Phil Oates, Larry Kelly, and there's a whole host of others. And I feel that we have, hands down, the most mature stadium plan among any of the other cities who are competing for those two spots. So we really have, I feel, the total package in place. And while we're not getting overconfident or taking anything for granted, we feel very good about what we've accomplished and actually where we stand.
Chairman and CEO of Sac Republic, Kevin Nagel, with us again in just a few minutes. I get to take off and go be a part and witness. And I have the honor of introducing you and the mayor down there for this event that we're all extremely excited about. And I know, Kevin, it's easy to run parallels between what the Kings did with the arena and what you're doing with the stadium. And there are some parallels, to be very fair. But there's also some differences. One thing I think that there's a little bit in common is that community involvement. And there was a lot of community outreach and involvement in the process for the Golden One Center. And from what I understand, it sounds like you guys are kind of with that same mindset because it works so well. What can fans do to help? This process, it seems like to a lot of fans, it's taken forever. We just want to get across the finish line. I think we all do. What can the community do?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And I think that's another great question. I mean, you were absolutely right, by the way. I think that I see a great parallel between our, you know, King's challenge of, you know, before we were officially, you know, took control of them, and actually the Republic today. We absolutely have the best fans in the city, and I feel really great about that. You know, quite simply, I think continue to support the Republic and come to games, be supportive on things like social media, talk about MLS bid in your community. All that's just so very much matters. And really, when you net it all out at the end of the day, it all comes down to the fans. So to me, you know, case is closed. We can take care of building the stadium. We can get the ownership group. But having that fantastic fan base that stays alive and stays committed and stays supported, that's what we need.
That's Kevin Nagel. You know, last thing for you, honestly, we don't want to hit you with all the hard-hitting stuff, but tomorrow is a big day. I'm sure you and the mayor will be in suits.
Today is a big day. Today, yeah.
Tomorrow, the next day. We have a huge amount of days ahead of us that are very important. And in a few minutes, you're going to have, you know, the suit on. You're going to be addressing the crowd. And I know it's kind of off kilter for a breakfast food, but will there be rotisserie chicken on the menu?
What?
Well, let me just say this much. You know, Dave does get his days mixed up. And Dave, I know you think I'm an empty suit, but if I come clucking in with a suit,
right.
I'm okay. I'll eat my chicken. I'm a little bit superstitious, as you know. You know, it's chicken most of the most of the time. That brings me a lot of good luck, and I think that later on today is going to be good.
Let the man have chicken.
Hey, let me tell you, this man eats more rotisserie chicken than anyone I know. I mean, he's a healthy dude. And every time I'm on the phone with him about something, he's grabbing a rotisserie chicken. At some point in the future, Katie, if you really want to get into it, because I know you love Kevin, we'll get into the conversation of whether Kevin is a team cat or team dog. This is actually,
oh, no.
I don't even know if Kevin wants this to be public. I mean, as a public figure, I don't even know if he wants to get involved in that conversation.
We can't.
Well, let me just say this much. You know, Dave, you sometimes have to say this to Dave, you know, let him eat cake. But some of us, you just say, hey, let him eat chicken.
That's Kevin Daigle, CEO and chairman of the Sacramento Republic. Huge day today, as it is the ground-making ceremony out there at the rail yards. Mayor Daryl Steinberg and, of course, Kevin and many other Sac Republic dignitaries. As the city continues to grow, Kevin. You saw it with the big arena downtown, and now full force towards making a another big stadium downtown and revitalizing that entire area. Buddy, did you really think it had all happened this quick?
I didn't, but I think we're now starting to fire on all cylinders, and that's what I love. I mean, you see the G1 done. As you can also see, they're finishing up the hotel. I'm just delighted about that. Now at the other end of the corridor, you can see, you're going to see the beginning of our stadium being built and all the activity going on between that and I think just around the city. It's fantastic. So it's a very, it's a vibrant community now, and it's going to continue to go that way for years to come.
All right. Appreciate your time. We know you got to get your uniform on, make it happen. I'll see you in a few minutes, and we appreciate you joining us on what is obviously a very busy day.
Hey, thanks, Katie, and thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good one.
All right, that's Kevin.
You've been seen a bit.
That's Kevin Daigle. We will return in just a moment. This is Sports 1140 KHTK.